Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome to another episode of The Truth About You. Here's what I'm bringing. Let's just talk about conflict, shall we? And your relationship with conflict. This is going to be a short one, and it comes off the back of a conflict, a personal conflict for me. And it's to offer a perspective that you can choose to take or choose not to take. It's entirely up to you. And this is the point about life, right? We get to choose how we show up. We get to choose our perspective. We get to choose the thoughts we think. We get to choose the tools in our toolkit that support us throughout life. Right now, I'm deliberately talking about conflict because I want to know what conflict means to you and how you approach it. And I just want to share my view. Here's what I think about conflict. Conflict is an opportunity. Conflict is a mirror. That's a tough one to get you wrap your head around. Conflict is just a difference in a moment in time. And yet we put so much meaning into it. We make up so many stories about it that we end up running away from any kind of conflict. But I think conflict has so much to show us. We have so much to learn from it. So let me just offer you some personal insights, perhaps, about conflict and why we can embrace it as a spiritual and soulful tool, as a human, as a soul in a body. Conflict is this opportunity and often a challenge where two or more people are at odds, or let's face it, sometimes just within ourselves. So the views, the perspectives, the values, the choices, the preferences, their take on a particular situation are just not aligned. These are just different opinions, right? They're just views which belong in the conditioned mind. They're of the conditioned mind. I just want you to sit with that for a minute. I believe that conflict has the most to show us about who we are, about what needs healing, about where we can go if we embrace it. And this is deeply uncomfortable, right? Who loves conflict? Literally no one, unless you're a narcissist, which I am not. Nobody loves to be in conflict with anybody else, except it's often in conflict that we learn the most about ourselves, that we learn how we want to show up, that we learn how to listen, that we learn what we've switched off to, that we learn so much about what it is to be human. And so I want to invite you to embrace conflict. I have chosen to embrace conflict as an opportunity to see, to feel, to challenge my thoughts, to look at the stories, to look at the narratives, and to try and see beyond them, because I believe that conflict has an awful lot to teach us if we are prepared to be there in it. And most of us choose to run away from conflict like someone has just tasered us on the ass with the biggest, most badass taser that you ever did see. I've never even held a taser. I don't know what they look like, but, you know, watching the films, it looks painful. And that's what conflict can feel like, right? It's really bloody painful. We just want to get on. We just want to be connected with everyone. And conflict creates this dissonance, this severing of connection. Or does it? Or is it one of the biggest opportunities that you will ever have to be the most connected, to be the most in tune with yourself, and to be the most open and expansive to another human's or several humans' point of view and their view of the world? My belief, and this is a really personal one, my belief is that conflict has so much to show us, so much to teach us. It shows us where our wounds are. It shows us where another person's wounds are. It gives us the opportunity, if we take it, to listen, to empathize, to see a different perspective, to honor what we and others are feeling, and to learn. So I want to invite you, next time you find yourself in a position of conflict, can you take a step back and see the bigger picture? Can you honor everybody's feelings and thinkings and understand that those come from a deep place that's got nothing to do with you, actually? Can you choose to tune into your values and what's important to you, which often, most often, is love and kindness and compassion? And can you approach what is simply a difference of opinion through that lens? I dare you to try it. I dare you to see conflict as something that has so much to show us. Instead of seeing it as a argument about who's right, who's wrong, who hurt the other person's feelings, who gets to be champion. Conflict is never about that. Conflict is simply about two or more people having a different lived experience and presenting that lived experience through a particular lens. What if we just took the need to be right out of conflict? What if we chose to listen instead? What if we chose to hear the other person instead? What if we chose to empathize and put ourselves in their position instead and to see how it might be for them? And what if they did the same for us? What if? What a beautiful alchemy that would offer. The ability to understand that someone else's perspective doesn't make us wrong. Someone else's wounds and need for healing doesn't make our needs and our need for healing and our wounds irrelevant. What if it could be everything all at once? What if part of being human is simply to be able to witness and feel and be with others in conflict. What could conflict teach us then? My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.